The Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, has been explaining the government's approach to taxing business. He was speaking in Parliament on an amendment to the Income Tax Act.
Barbados's mission, sir, is to do as much global business as possible. And therefore, the way that we now have to approach these things is not in a siloed way, but we now have to regulate for growth. We have to regulate to engage the world. And we have started that process, and I know that under the Honourable Prime Minister has been focusing on how do we deconstruct and reconstruct many of those processes and regulations that we have across the board. And the Honourable Member, certainly for St. Michael South Central, sir, has been doing some quite important heavy lifting in order to ensure that we can pull the various agencies of government to examine, sir, every single element of what we do and how we do it, with a particular focus not just on international business but on business, sir, so that whether you are a truly Barbadian company or someone who chooses to move their business to Barbados, sir, that we can actually do business as seamlessly as possible. And the government is committed to that. But there's an element, sir, where even in the private sector, there's a need for elements of the private sector to equally, sir, deconstruct and reconstruct their processes to ensure that the efforts that the government will be undertaking, not just from a legislative perspective, but certainly by way of process within agencies, the various regulatory bodies, that as the government is moving, that the private sector and those service providers who have been complaining for years about government not moving, but the government moving now. And if the government moving now, it means that everybody else got to move lock, stock, in step, sir, to ensure that we get Barbados to a place where anybody could do business in Barbados easily, sir. And we are committed to doing that. And trust me, sir, it is not the most, I will use the Prime Minister's word of unsexy, sir. It is the kind of work that you don't get glory or any, there's no glory in it, sir. But it is critical work to go through exactly what has been the thought process with respect to why we just do things the way we do things. And the truth is, sir, as you may well know, you ask somebody, why are we doing this? They say, well, that's how we learn it. They come along and say it that way. But there's no real sense, given that everything has changed with technology, processes, and all of that, that we haven't, and this is a collective thing in Barbados, sir, where we choose to do the things that are convenient when we have to, but the things that will actually make a difference, sir, we now have to be very deliberate and ensure that we unpack those things. Because, sir, we converged the tax rates, not just because of taxes. We are doing the hard work with respect to the deconstructing of all of the processes that are putting it back together, with a clear view, sir, as being able to do more business globally, to allow our Barbadian businesses, sir, to do business globally, to allow businesses that operate in the global space to want to come to Barbados, sir, and help build up this Barbados economy. And therefore, it is on that premise, sir, that we have set about this particular path of ensuring that we can do just that. And so it is important, sir, that we understand that we have not given away any monies to corporate interests, as I know it has been said in this chamber by one. It's been said outside of this chamber, sir, accusing this government of easing business. Because if you understood, sir, that what we have effectively done, and notwithstanding, sir, that it is a fact, we have increased taxes on businesses. It just happens to be those businesses who were either paying a very low tax rate or none at all. And in the context, sir, of a global environment where there is pressure on corporations to be able to demonstrate that they're paying a fair share of tax, then all we are doing, sir, is facilitating the ability for this Barbados, this country called Barbados, to be able to compete in a global space and to be able to attract business to this country.
That's Minister in the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strawn on Sagicor's Early Business.